The character planted in the audience that you'd never expect to be on the payroll. And when she plays her big scene, she creates more heat than you could ever imagine. Now here's the secret. She's a stunt granny.
Whatever the hell we call ourselves, grandkids. It's a very special edition of the Stunt Granny Audio. Why is it very special? First of all, we're all here. Holy shit. Dusty Giebink, what's going on?
I stay in front like handicapped parking. What's up?
This podcast needs more Dusty, as they like to say. M-O-A-R, Dusty.
M-O-A-R.
Jeremy's here. What's going on, Jeremy?
Hey, what's going on, gang?
Oh, you know, the usual. Getting ready to talk about pro wrestling and other sports.
I thought we were talking about TNA.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sorry.
That's a burn. See?
Kevin DeFrango, what's happening up there, man?
Well, speaking of handicapped spots, one of the city council members got busted for parking in his deceased mother's handicap spot, yet he still won a spot in the election.
Wow.
he parked in his mother's handicap spot. Just a couple of overpaid parking tickets. It was Mother's Day. He was going in for some flowers. Anybody have any idea how many votes he won by?
He won by, because they were electing four people. He was the lowest of the four people to get elected, but he was still, over by about 10%.
He won by 2,478 votes. There. Anyway.
Nobody's awake, Eric.
Yeah. Hey, we're about to fill about 36 handicap spots, aren't we, Dusty?
Yeah. No. Dog.
Did you like my segue?
beautiful segue, as always, Mr. Nelson.
You have a segue? Do you ride it around at work? Or?
I ride it as far as it'll go, believe me. Here's the other reason why this show is so special, not just because all four of us are here, but because we are doing the TNA roster game. It's our annual event where we take a look at the TNA roster page at TNAWrestling.com or ImpactWrestling.com or whatever the hell the website is,
yeah.
And we get rid of the shitty wrestlers and keep the less shitty wrestlers. Right, Dusty?
I don't know, man. They're all fucking shitty at this point, but the point of the exercise, as explained by me every year, because I have, Asperger's or something. The point of the exercise is that TNA employs way too many people when they only have, really, a 2-hour show to fill every week. I don't know what the fuck. Don't they have a B show now? I don't give a fuck. But
they have
2 basic hours of television every week to fill, and yet they employ enough to fill basically all of WWE's TV time and then some. So, long story short, they have way too much fat on the bone, and we're trying to cut it.
Yep, that's exactly what we're trying to do. And Jeremy, can you kind of speak to the rules of this game then, what we're doing here tonight?
All right, so basically we have, how many rows was it, 9 rows of, or 7 rows of 9 people? The hell was
it was
9 rows of 7 people, and 1 row of 2. I think we discussed we're picking 4. We're going left to right, or top to bottom, if you would. We're only allowed to keep 4, so even if your row consists of 4 bags of shit and 3 bags of diarrhea, you have to keep 4 of something. And did we discuss what we're doing with the last one? Are we just keeping them, I guess?
take one of them.
Yeah, cut one, okay. Save one. We're going to do it the last row. All
right.
So
I was wondering if I could trade up so that we could just include those all in the last row.
No, I think that's part of the fun. See, the thing is,
well, I agree with Kevin. Can we add them to the last row, please?
No.
Oh my God.
Here's the thing. Here's the beauty about keeping four as opposed to keeping three. We're going to have to stretch. There are going to be rows where we're going to have to seriously stretch. It would have been way easy to say, I'll keep these three. To add that fourth one on there is what's going to cause the fun debate here, I think.
It'd be way easier to say, I'll keep these zero. But
yeah.
Exactly.
Point of this exercise is that by mentioning the names of the TNA superstars, maybe that will encourage people to go out and buy their merchandise, considering it's Black November!
That's awesome. Well, all the D'Angelo De Niro merch is going to go flying off the shelves then.
Yeah.
I was going to say, shouldn't this be in February then, but never mind.
Nice. All right. Well, without any further ado, let's get started here. And you folks can follow along at home on the TNA roster page. Go to TNAWrestling.com. Hover over roster and then click on wrestler roster.
Yeah.
And you can check it out from there.
Or, you know, don't. Whatever.
Yeah. Save your time. We're doing all the harsh work.
Yeah. Fast forward about 55 minutes when you hear beep, beep at the end of the podcast. It's about to sum it up. Dusty, why don't you go ahead and get us started. Which four are you keeping off of this top row?
All right, top row is Abyss, AJ Styles, Alex Shelley, Anarchia, Angelina Love, Anthony Nice, and Austin Perry. Anthony Nice is one of the five I mentioned before we went on air that I have no idea who it is. I have no idea who this person is.
No.
So I'm going to keep Austin Aries, Alex Shelley. And that's my four. So
I'm going to keep the flying forearm shirt, and I'm going to keep that time Alex Shelley pointed to his hand.
I guess AJ Styles, and I guess Anthony Nice. I have no idea who that person is, but I need somebody to do jobs. So
exactly. You know what? Actually, let me backtrack one step in this, Dusty. As you go over this roster, do you have any like goal in mind or any reason why you're creating? You know, any method behind the madness here?
You know, maybe in previous years I might have had a goal. I mean, I'll try to keep as many male wrestlers as possible since I'm not a huge fan of female wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And go from there. You know, you're just kind of scraping it anyway. So.
Yep, no kidding. I can't think of a point of debate for any of these guys. Jeremy, who do you have in your row? And I guess start with, you know, what. Why are you choosing some of these people? You told me on Gmail chat why, and if you don't repeat that, I'm going to call you out.
Yeah.
Goddamn, what did I say?
You were going to keep as many women as possible so they could be dartboard.
Well, I'm glad. Okay. So my four, although Dusty kind of swayed me for Anthony Nice, I'm with him. I have no fucking clue who this guy is. But in this case, it's not a bad thing. I mean, you know, blank slate, why not?
Yeah.
So then Austin Aries I keep. Alex Shelley I keep as well. Although I don't remember the last time he was on Impact, and it could have been last week, but I don't remember. And then I keep Angelina Love just for the dartboard and for other concessions.
There you go.
Yeah.
Understandable. Kevin, what about you? Do you have, like, a goal in mind for this whole thing?
No. I mean, how can you have a goal? Like, it's painful to look at. I mean, that's it. I was glad that you brought up the fact that the fourth one is going to be the tough one.
Yeah.
Because, I'm like, I was looking at it earlier today when Jeremy got me started, and I was just looking at the rows, and I'm like, who's number four? Like, who do I pick number four in almost all of these rows? So, yeah, let's see. Abyss can go fuck himself. AJ Styles is fine. Alex Shelley is fine. Anarchia can go fuck himself. Wow, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I'm passing on Angelina. I'd like to fuck her, but I'll pass. And, yeah, the clean slate, Anthony Nese. Yeah, I am kind of digging that. I'm latching on with the Dusty bandwagon there. And Austin Aries, despite two just completely douchebaggy pictures, I've been watching way too much Impact and doing the Twitter review usually, of which I will be skipping tomorrow to attend something that's almost as atrocious, a Blue Jackets game. But Austin Aries has been one of the highlights of that show. I've really enjoyed his in-ring work and his mic work. So, he in that row, he is the best one in my humble opinion.
Mm-hmm. I don't disagree with you on that. Now that he's worked in Waterloo a couple of times during the Wrestling Hall of Fame up there, he's got me totally won over. And I'm pretty sure he smokes pot, too, but that's neither here nor there. Kevin, I agree with your row with AJ Styles, Alex Shelley, Anthony Nese, and Austin Aries. Abyss needs to fall off a fucking building. Anarchia looks like the Mexican Justin Credible up in that World Tag Team title picture. And here's the best part about Anthony Nese. If you were to click on his face, the next page you would see, his last name is spelled differently than it is on this roster page.
No way.
Typical. So if you want to learn more about Anthony Nese, too bad. You're going to find out about Anthony Ness instead. There you go, folks.
Oh, fuck. This is why we have no energy. It's ridiculous to expend any energy on this horse shit. The motherfuckers can't even spell their own talent right.
God damn.
No, it's like WCW in the early 90s when Axel Rotten would be wrestling. That's A-X-E-L Rotten would be wrestling. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Hell, back in the NWA, back in like 85 when they'd put Nature Boy Ric Flair up in lights behind him when he'd come down the aisle, they'd still put a K in Rick. Christ, he was your world champion. Oh, man, terrible. Let's move on to the second row now that I think the people at home have a taste of how the TNA roster game works. It's, we cut who we hate and we keep who we hate just a little bit less.
Yep.
Jeremy, why don't you run through this row and then tell everyone who's in the row and then who you're going to keep out of the second row.
All right. We have current TNA heavyweight champion, or Impact Wrestling, whatever, Bobby Roode. Brian Kendrick, Brooke Tessmacher, no longer Miss Tessmacher from Superman the movie, Bully Ray, Chris Sabin, who's currently hurt, Chris Daniels, but if you click on his picture, it's Christopher Daniels, not the same thing, but still, and then Christy Hemme. My initial reaction just going off this, keep Bobby Roode, Tessmacher for dartboard. Bully Ray, I actually don't hate for some reason. And is that three? Yeah. And Christy Hemme for the dartboard reason. So I think I've got a balance. One guy for every chick so far. And if not, they just tag team. Who cares? They don't care.
I think my favorite part about this round is that Dusty is going to get the last word on Christy Hemme. So. So Kevin, I'm gonna let you go ahead and go next.
Oh, you keep on making me stop screwing off and pay attention to this roster for 5 seconds. Bobby Roode, I'll keep him. Brian Kendrick, he can go off and do his Buddha act somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. How does he have a job? I don't understand that at all. Anyway,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Brooke and her man chin can stay on the sidelines. Bully Ray, he's been a bit of another highlight. Like, it's a pretty simple character, but He's at least delivered mic-wise. I will take an injured Chris Sabin over almost anybody on this roster, really.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my Lord. Okay, yeah. I can't even keep the man with a torso bigger than the rest of his body, so I'm going with Christy Hemme.
I think her torso is bigger than the rest of her body, too. But anyway.
Not her forehead.
Yeah, oh my God. Okay, Bobby Roode, awesome. Brian Kendrick, I got big plans for this guy, I'll tell you later in the audio here. No way am I
Kool-Aid,
keeping...
that's fine.
Yeah. Bully Ray, I'm the same way with Kevin and Jeremy. I'm surprised at how much I like this guy now. I'm keeping him. And I would keep 10 injured Chris Sabins over fucking 10,000 well Christopher Daniels is. I would rather actually – Christopher Daniels is such an action figure, like wrestler, like how-to. I would literally rather have, like, my hands making two action figures wrestle than have Chris Daniels on my team. In fact, it's probably going to be Adam Bomb and IRS, right?
You son of a bitch.
Anyway, Dusty, go for it. What do you like in this row?
All right, yeah, Chris Sabin is going to be healthy at some point, and he's worth having. He's really good. Bobby Roode is really good. Yeah, I agree with all of you guys. Bully Ray, it surprises me, but he's really turned into something as a singles heel wrestler. WWE never really went full bore with him as a singles heel wrestler, and they should have. Just because D-Von was languishing doesn't mean you have to fuck, Bubba. As residual.
Yep.
So I'll keep him, and then I'll keep Christy Hemme because I want to impregnate her. she's hotter than a $2 pistol on the surface of the sun. Oh my God.
Well, I'm glad you really kept things vague there, Dusty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a greeting card.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. I love it. Well, let's keep the energy rolling while we got it. Kevin, why don't you tell everyone who's in the third row and who you're going to keep?
Okay. We got Crimson, D'Angelo De Niro, D-Von, Don West, Doug Williams, Eric Bischoff, and Eric Young. Wow. You guys gave me a hell of a row to start on.
Yeah.
That Eric Young picture's killing me, man. I can't believe it. We talked about this on off air, but I mean, he looks like Randy the Retard in that photo below. I mean, he looks like an Operation Smile kid up above. Of course, the picture of Austin Aries up above with the championship looks like he's about to go. So, I guess it is what it is.
Oh man. Okay. Jeez. D'Angelo De Niro is fine. Don West should still be on TV, so I will take him. Because usually in these past ones, I've at least had some type of at least making a workable wrestling promotion. So I suppose Don West is a keeper.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Doug Williams and, he is, whatever, Eric Bischoff.
Wow. Very nice.
I'm not even sure, like, I guess he's a better character than anybody else. Crimson blows, D-Von's terrible, and Eric Young, man, yeah, that really is in the he can go fuck himself category.
There you go. He is definitely a GFY. Okay, I got to start with D'Angelo De Niro. He's money. My other easy pick is Doug Williams. I love the British character. I know he's really British, but it's still a great character.
Mm-hmm.
Man, this is where shit gets tough because for years I've been the biggest Don West fan. We all have been. I actually don't have him circled on this list. I have D-Von instead. Man, I feel weird saying that, but right now it's D'Angelo and Devon and Doug Williams and Eric Bischoff. Somehow or other, I think part of it, honestly, I think part of it is that he's now become a successful TV producer, so I kind of want to be a hanger-on. He makes beer and sells beer, and he makes TV shows. That's two things I like, beer and TV shows. So I'm going to hang out with Eric Bischoff. Dusty, what about yourself?
You can read an interview with Eric Bischoff at thefullpint.com. Thefullpint.com.
Full pint. Don't forget the word the. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, yeah, D'Angelo De Niro. Man, has somebody ever figured out how to fucking use him right? Holy shit, is he money. Doug Williams is an easy pick. He's fine. I'm going to pick Don West because I love the guy. Use him as a manager or an announcer. He can be my Bobby Heenan. Okay, Eric Young, I hate him more than Abyss, I think. I think I hate him more than any wrestler ever. I think I hate him more than the Yellow Rooster. He is the fucking worst. Look at the look on his face! Look at the look on his face! I hate him more than Chad Pennington. I hate him. Fuck! Holy
what
shit!
What about Shannon Moore, though?
Who is that?
What about Shannon Moore? More than Shannon Moore?
Yeah. I'll have to think about that. But I guess the last spot, Crimson's totally useless.
Uh-huh.
Either Bischoff or Devon, I guess. So I'll go Devon just to have another wrestler. I always like the way Devon sells. He's a really good seller. So.
He's got kind of a Terry Funk thing going on sometimes when he sells.
Yeah.
Yep. I love it. That whole shaking on the ground thing is awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Jeremy, who do you have?
Obviously, D'Angelo De Niro. I'm with Dusty. That guy's got money written all over him. But no one, and that's WWE included, has ever capitalized on it. Don West, just because I'm bored with Taz. And he also started coming around sort of as a vocal manager when he was Amazing Red? I think it was Amazing Red. And then they canned him. So, well, it took him off TV, whatever. I don't hate Crimson. I don't like the story of where his name came from. But he's almost on the Anthony Nese thing. Not quite the scale, but
it's hard to
hate him. He hasn't been burnt out yet. So he gets a pass. Devon, no, there's nothing there. Eric Young looks like Jerry Sandusky at a second mile meeting.
Yeah, there you go.
I was trying to come up with something. I was going to say Jerry Sandusky in an empty locker room, but whatever. I don't. The last two, Doug Williams has never shown me anything. Yeah, I'm going to go with Kevin. I'll go with Eric Bischoff on this one as a character only. And even if it's just to write him out really fast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, that's a good point. Character only means that he has no creative power. Because when he does, you get people like one of the kids in the set, the next row, which I'm going to go ahead and detail here. We have the newly rehired Gail Kim. We have Eric Bischoff's son, Garrett.
What?
Gunner. Yeah, I know. Gunner, the superstar Gunner. Hector Guerrero, Hernandez, Hollywood Hulk Hogan, and Miss Jacqueline, Miss Texas, Jackie Moore. I'm going to keep Garrett Bischoff around because I'm keeping Eric Bischoff around, and I feel like that'll make him happy. But one of these days, one of these two is going to get fired in spite of the other one, and I'm going to sit back and laugh. I'm going to keep Hector Guerrero because the Spanish announced team needs somebody. I'm going to keep Hernandez because the Spanish fans need somebody. And I'm keeping Hulk Hogan because if you have the biggest star in professional wrestling history on your roster, I think that's kind of important to keep him around. No offense to Jackie. I'm just trying not to keep women. I don't give a fuck less about Gail Kim. I've never seen anything in her that I like.
Yep.
And Gunner is from this most recent, era of failure.
Mm-hmm.
There's just something about him with this stinky fume on him that just makes me want to kick him to the curb as soon as possible.
Wow.
Overpushed and underdeserved. So there you go. What do you think, Dusty?
Yeah, you got to keep Hogan just because it's Hulk Hogan. I mean, you can fill 15 minutes of TV time every week, just have him out there rambling nonsense. You know, who cares?
Yeah, talking about backstroking someone to safety.
Well, let me tell you something, Matt Morgan. Alright, you're not out there shaking people's hands with one hand and taking their wallets with the other hand, dude, because you're the most untrustworthy person I know, brother. So,
that's awesome.
So, yeah, Hogan Hernandez absolutely sucks, but I'm going to keep him because this row is terrible. Always liked Hector Guerrero. He's a pretty good promo. I might find something for him to do. And even though he's Susie Stinklines, I'm going to keep Gunner just to have another wrestler.
That's awesome. He is officially Susie Stinklines. Every time we write about him, that's going to be the AKA.
All right. Good.
I love it. Jeremy, what do you think about row number four?
All right, this is by far the most challenging one because there's no one in here I'd actually want to keep. We already have topless photos of Gail Kim. Don't really need it around anymore. Jackie Moore, has anybody ever paid or ever wanted to see her do anything?
Hey, she got that promo back in the day against Sable where she was, like, squeezing Sable. But something about, but it might let the out the wrong end or something like that. That was awesome. Come on.
Okay, so
no,
then
no.
There's Garrett
the
Bischoff.
The answer is no.
Yeah, the answer is absolutely no. Garrett, is he a wrestler? Is he Gunner? Right along with the recent line of failures that Dusty pointed out. Hector Guerrero is the only one on here I would actually want to keep around because of the announcing. That's it. But since you have to keep somebody, I'd take Hulk Hogan for some reason. I know he's the biggest star in wrestling ever, but he doesn't contribute anything. He can't wrestle. We already saw that with that match with Sting or whatever that was with Sting. He can't even run down to the ring to make the save on anybody.
Right.
You know, to me, he's a figurehead, and I would love it if he was the figurehead of my company at this point. A figurehead, authority figure, and then just an overall ambassador for the company.
Well, he's already had that opportunity, and all he does is talk about that fucking midget wrestling show.
Right.
He goes on all these programs as a figurehead and as, you know, the face of a company, and he doesn't even talk about them. So. I don't see how that could even work either. I mean,
yeah, I guess from the point of view of a stunt granny crew member, though, it makes for good headlines.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
This is a trash row. Hernandez, remember, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, we were all discussing how he could be huge money?
Yeah.
And then remember how 6 months ago he broke somebody's back?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think you were calling he should be fired immediately. Yeah,
he
should have, but...
Yes,
totally
professional display.
Yep.
Yeah. So I'd keep Hernandez just to throw the bitches around from the top. That, you know, once they're done, get rid of them. He gets sued, he gets taken out of the company, and I'm fine.
Yep.
So there's two... I'll go with you, Eric. I kept Eric Bischoff. I'll keep his son for whatever reason. And then, I guess I'll keep Gunner. I don't know why. Just because I don't want to choose any of the other two, the other three.
I can hear the defeat in your voice.
Yeah, man. Even looking at this whole fucking roster, whatever.
This would have been
this roster, we failed to mention how many wrestlers these idiots have.
65. Hector and Willie Urbana aren't wrestlers, but there are 65 people on this roster. This show would have been 15 minutes if we would have decided to keep three.
Yeah.
Kevin, who
it
are you?
It just gets worse staring at it. Worse porn.
Yeah, it does. Kevin, you have four in this row. Who do you keep?
Well, I think I end up kind of getting to the list that Jeremy compiled there, which is Garrett Bischoff, because, I mean, he didn't seem to suck as a ref. You know, I didn't really notice him, and they didn't really do enough with that story to, you know, point that out that he was Bischoff's son. So whatever, I suppose I can use the referee, and there's no Mike Chioda, so he'll have to do. Gunner, I don't know. I think that he is early enough on in his career that something can be fixed.
Okay.
Hernandez, sure, as long as he isn't given a mic. And Hulk Hogan, yeah, I mean, he's fine enough. I mean, if you could actually, you know, I suppose in this imaginary world where we're making up the roster, we actually have control over or some control over Hulk Hogan, so we can take him out of the behind-the-scenes power equation. Uh-huh. So, you know, to me, that imaginary world will never happen, and that's why every promotion Hogan's in blows from time to time.
like the XWF. Come on.
Yeah. I'd go ahead and keep Mr. Hogan there.
All right. Very nice. A lot of debate in this row. That's funny. And, yeah. Row number five, Dusty, who's in this row and who are you hanging on to?
Well, I'm glad you asked. James Storm, Jeff Hardy, Jeff Jarrett, Jeremy Borash, Jesse Neal, Jesse Sorensen, and Karen Jarrett. Jesse Sorensen is another one I have absolutely never heard of in my entire life, so I'm going to keep him. Karen Jarrett is totally useless as a human being. So is Jeff Jarrett. Jeff Jarrett's promos never make any sense to me. He's never cut a promo that makes any sort of logical sense.
The concept of him holding a microphone and cutting a promo makes no sense to me.
So Sorensen. I'll keep James Storm. He's good. I guess I'll keep Jeff Hardy. Jesse Neal or Jeff Jarrett. For fuck's sake, Jesse Neal, I guess.
Wow, there you go. That's hilarious.
That's terrible. I don't want to ever do that again.
That is hilarious and terrible. I think this one was worse than the last one. Jeremy, what do you think?
Well, first, I think I'm going to isolate that sound clip of Dusty picking Jesse Neal just to hold it over his head longer later on, I should say.
I want that played on my deathbed just to remind me what a useless life I've led.
The last bit of air escaping out of your body is the sound of the words Jesse Neal.
Yep. So,
I wish those were Jesse Neal's last words, too. I'm going to get myself in trouble. All right. Okay. This is actually a harder run than I expected, but I'll take James Storm, obviously. Trim up. I think he could still draw money.
Yep.
I'm keeping Jeremy Borash because I actually don't hate the way he introduces their main events. Mm-hmm. If that's all he does, that's fine. If he cuts down on the awful radio stick, the way he tries to sell stuff, he could be used pretty effectively for their web show. As it stands now, he sucks, but...
He perfected that radio shtick in Fort Dodge, Iowa, but you're right, you sure have it.
Yeah, and just cut down on it. I don't know. The hate has gone away as they've taken him out of being an actual character and just use him the way he's supposed to be.
Yep.
Is Jesse Sorensen the guy that carries the football?
Oh,
yes.
Is he? Oh, man.
Yes, he is.
Oh, no.
Christ. No one can take Jeff Hardy. I think we all know that. There's no use for Jeff Jarrett. No, I'll take the football guy and Jesse Neal. Why not? I mean, we need jobbers. So
the guy with the rat tail, the two fat guys acting as Jeff Jarrett's security, and the football guy.
Yeah, why not? You know, I mean, awesome. Karen Jarrett would be fine, but Yeah, listen to her
talk. She was funnier when she was doing that show, that little Karen's Angle show. If she would go back to doing that, which she could if we were in charge, I guess, but anyway.
Yeah, that's true. That's a valid point, but no. I've got dartboards, and that thing's got to be like a cavern. So.
There's no more bullseye on that dartboard. Kevin, go ahead.
I think that James Storm and Jeff Hardy are pretty much no-brainers in this row, and I'm kind of in the same boat as was it Jeremy that said that, you know, just have Borash as the main event guy introducing them? Like, he does a good job with that. Well, actually, they could just have him as the ring announcer, period, because I pick Christy Hemme because she can stop introducing people coming to the ring. Like, it would be really fine to hear somebody put the inflection on the right spot all the time instead of just...
Uh-huh.
being completely fucked constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Another one of those highlights, the X Division has been somewhat good with someone who's in the next row there, Kid Cash and Sorensen and Austin Aries. So I kind of dig them. I don't really dig the whole carrying a football thing around. But what the fuck ever, I can definitely change that in promotion.
Yep.
But how would you use Jeff Hardy if he's going to be dead or in jail?
Well, exactly. You need some publicity.
That's
Hogan's
okay.
not
going to
give it for me.
Well, all right. Well, okay then.
You just completely stole my thunder, and I don't even care. That's exactly why I'm keeping Jeff Hardy too. That is exactly why I am keeping Jeff Hardy, too. I am keeping his stupid ass. I'm keeping James Storm because he's awesome. I'm keeping Jesse Sorensen because he's the only Jesse worth a fuck on this page.
Yeah.
I wouldn't hire Jesse Neal if you shoved a hot poker up my ass. I would absolutely not. Jeff Jarrett is the worst thing that ever happened to this company, and he's one of the people who started it. He married the worst thing that's ever happened to Kurt Angle. So I'm keeping Jeremy Borash. Give that guy a working MacBook Pro or any other sort of laptop, and you'll have a TV show and a web show and graphics and fucking YouTube videos and a ring announcer. This douchebag will do it all. He will literally stay awake for 23 hours a day and do it all. Fuck it. I'm milking that. I'm riding that horse till it drops.
Real quick.
I'm riding it fucking True Grit style, like fucking Rooster Cogburn. I'm going to ride that horse till it dies and then put a bullet in its head. No offense, I mean that figuratively. So, James Storm, Jeff Hardy, Jeremy Borash, and then the unknown Jesse Sorensen, I'll fire his football.
Yeah.
And
Real
there you
quick.
Go.
Can I get you to do a Borash impersonation? Dance, monkey.
I actually don't have one. I don't have a Jeremy Borash impression.
Okay.
Ah, again. Well, hey, turn back wrestling, see?
There we go.
It's more like an actor from the 30s.
It's a 30s gangster.
Yeah,
see?
Yeah, you're never going to take me alive, see?
All right, Cecil B. DeMille, you're doing a hell of a job, or W.C. Fields, doing a hell of a job there.
Yeah, caught him on the first bounce. Anyway.
Somewhere in heaven, W.C. Fields is drunk, so.
He'd roll over in his grave, but he'd get caught up on his big gin blossom nose. I got in a 180. Who the fuck's row is this? Is this Jeremy? Is this your row?
Yes.
Oh, it is? All right. We got Kazarian, Kid Cash, Kurt Angle, Madison Rain, Magnus, someone named Mark Haskins, and Matt Morgan.
Yep.
I'm figuring another person Dusty didn't know who it is Mark Haskins. So based on that row, I'm taking the last four of Madison, Magnus, Mark Haskins, and Matt Morgan. Morgan, if someone would just teach him how to talk, would be fine.
He's
Magnus is one guy I don't get. That he should be much further along than he is. I really don't know if it's been injuries or what the deal is. I know they kept him off TV when what's his name, Nigel McGuinness got hurt. That's always smart.
You make him sound like a kid in a reading program. He should be a lot farther along than he is.
Yeah, well, with TNA, that's exactly what it is. So,
fucking remedial wrestling.
I have no idea who Mark Haskins is. I mean, I've never heard of this guy. I'm looking to make sure I spelled his name correctly, and I did. The description says something about he was discovered in United Kingdom. He turned a lot of heads in the process. And then it says, little did we know that we would be seeing Haskins' amazing talents just a few short months later.
Little did we know that we
was on a,
when they were turning their heads, they were turning them away from the ring.
This guy was on a pay-per-view.
Yeah, it was.
Wow. All right. Yeah, that's the four. Madison Rain, just for the hell of it, why not?
Okay, there you go.
Because Kurt Angle's going to die soon. And Kid Cash, how he has a job, I don't know. And then Kazarian's just a generic, like, middling, doughy nobody.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
Kevin, what do you think? Shed some light on this Mark Haskins thing. I have a feeling you know who he is.
No, I have no fucking clue.
Oh, well, I'll be goddamn. I thought he did for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, no, I watch, unfortunately, I watch this garbage week in and week out. and son of a bitch.
And as of right now, all he is the number one contender for the OVW TV title. He and Sean Spears are going to wrestle for the OVW TV title because they're both 80.
Outstanding. let's see. Wow. Matt Morgan, I'll keep him. I don't know. I suppose I don't have anything against Bruce Magnus, so I'll keep him. Madison Rain, since she may or may not work out at my gym, I'll keep her.
That's gone on about as long as Samoa Joe's contract.
Next week, right here on
the
show, we'll get to the bottom of that.
That's right. Stay tuned.
Wow.
Not easy.
No, because I just really, at least with what's his name, up the Anthony Nese, he looks like he has kind of a good look. Mark Haskins, I just want to kick his face square in.
Yeah.
Like, he really just isn't doing anything for me.
Yeah.
Kazarian, not happening. He's not even in consideration. Kid Cash, yeah, like, it's like, how many promotions can you get thrown out of? But, I don't know, he's kind of doing okay again. Like, he really is part of that. I kind of like that he's playing that. You know, I'm the older guy disrespecting the young guys kind of a card right now. Kurt Angle is still kind of hanging in there a little bit, barely by a thread. And he's still Kurt Angle. I've got to go with Kurt Angle in that situation. Like, I know that I have two drug addicts on. But hopefully, you know, they can give me some of their fun stuff, and we can call it even.
There you go. Once again, you stole my thunder. That's another reason I'm keeping Kurt Angle. He and Jeff Hardy can keep each other busy, and they can stay away from the rest of the locker room. I wouldn't keep Frankie the Future Kazarian if he went into the future and stuck a hot poker up my ass. Kid Cash is the fucking Marty Jannetty of our day. His ass would not have a job in my company. Kurt Angle stays because he's Kurt Angle. I wouldn't give two shits about Madison Rain if I had two assholes. I'm keeping Magnus, and I love that look on his face. Like, what the fuck did you say? So I'm going to keep Magnus. I'm keeping Matt Morgan. He's a gimme at this point. I think he's getting better at talking, and I think his in-ring work is great, and he's a monster. Now, Mark Haskins. Here are my big plans. He and Brian Kendrick are going to wear fur coats to the ring. And they're going to be the tag team champions. They're going to be the world tag team champions. They're going to beat Mexican Justin Credible and Hernandez. And then I'm going to fire Justin fucking Mexible. And
fucking 112-pound Brian Kendrick and 113-pound Mark Haskins in their fur coats are going to take TNA to the next level, and that's why I'm keeping them. And there you go. That's that row for me. Dusty, please take over. I don't have to talk about these assholes anymore.
What do the fur coats have to do with anything?
If you look at Mark Haskins' page, he wears a fur coat in his picture like Brian Kendrick used to in WWE.
Oh, shit, really?
Yep.
What? Oh, my God.
What?
The prodigal son. Or the protege is what I was looking for. Master and protege.
All right.
Dusty and the Rippers, what do you got?
Well, Eric, I'm going to go with Matt Morgan as my first selection. Because I seriously do see potential in him. I've always liked him. I think a very good big man worker. I really do think that. And I've gotten into many an argument with low IQ people on the Torch board about it. Magnus, I see lots of potential in him. I will utilize him to the fullest. Kurt Angle, because he's Kurt Angle. You know, you need some kind of a top tier to start with.
Yep,
and I
absolutely.
Guess him and Jeff Hardy would be my top tier to start with.
Yep.
And then, yeah, I agree. Was it Jeremy or Kevin who said, like, Mark Haskins doesn't even have a look? I mean, he looks like a total turd in this picture. He looks like this. He's excrement. He looks like the Miami Dolphins record right now. Kid Cash or Madison Rain?
Man. Doesn't it suck when that's the toss-up?
Yeah. Wow, man.
Sign of the times.
Is Kid Cash 40 by now? I mean, not that that matters. I think Devon and Bubba Ray are over 40 or something.
Kid Cash is between 40 and 45.
Fossils on my roster. Madison Rain is fairly hot when she's a bad guy, so maybe I'll pick her.
There you go. I like the way you think.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Jeremy, did you do this one? You started this row, didn't you? Okay. Yeah, you did.
Yes, I did.
Started this whole mess, man.
God, yeah, what a fucking mess. Kevin, how fast can you get through this next row, starting with little Mickey James?
Okay. Well, Mickey James, Mike Tenay, Mr. Anderson, ODB, Ric Flair, Rob Perry, and Rob Van Dam.
Have fun.
Honestly, like, this is the row that, wow, this is the bane of my existence. Like, there are three guys on there that I used to be really high on. Rob Van Dam, Ric Flair, and Mr. Anderson. And they all are just horrendous right now. Like, Rob Van Dam last week, he got held up by Christopher Daniels when he threw down, like, six chairs in front of him.
Yeah.
He looked confused. I mean, you can't be that baked. You can't. Like, it's not possible.
I mean, right? Yeah.
Yeah, no, you can.
Oh.
I didn't realize this was a true or false question.
Oh, this won't be funny when I'm sober.
That's awesome. Oh, man.
Well, I guess Mickey James can still wrestle, so, and she's still the hotness. So I'll pick her. I will not pick Jerry Sandusky's tag team partner, Mike Tenay. Wow. I can't believe this shit sandwich. Even though that, wow. Yeah, no, those three guys that I mentioned about just being completely soured on them, they're better than the other two options in the rest of that row.
Yep. Yeah, they just
like,
are.
I mean, Ric Flair still has a name. Doesn't matter how, like, he barely made it down to the ring this past week to cause some interference. And, yeah, even though Rob Van Dam is evidently, allegedly, in my humble opinion, smoking way too much pot before every show now because he realizes he's in a trash promotion that's even worse than not getting paid for ECW. Yeah, he's still, like, way better than Rob Terry or ODB. So,
yep.
Yeah, that's my four.
All right, there you go. I'm keeping Mike Tenay. This stupid fucking shill will do anything for a paycheck, and it'll probably be low, too. I just need a play-by-play guy, so I'm going to keep his fucking squirrely-looking ass around. I'm keeping Ric Flair as an old-timey ambassador for the company, and if I have Dixie Carter's money, I'm just going to give it to him. But if it's my own money, then I'm keeping him on a real tight financial leash. And I'm not loaning him any championship belts either, because I'll never see the fuckers again. Rob Terry, whatever. I don't care. Every company at some point needs some muscular freak that doesn't know how to wrestle, so I'll hang on to him. No harm, no foul. Rob Van Dam. True. I'm going to go ahead and take that. I wouldn't take this fucking smug Mr. Anderson. I'd slap the chewing gum out of his mouth every day if he was in my company, so I can't say yes to him. So that's my row. Dusty, what about you?
All right. Yeah, this row is pretty easy for me. And don't take that the wrong way. Don't say I'm happy to have these people. Just, okay, just go with it. Ric Flair, because he can talk. And he's still Ric Flair. Him and Hogan can have dueling promos in my promotion any day. That's fine. I hate Mr. Anderson's guts, but I mean, he's a workable wrestler. Fucking goddamn stupid wrestling is real shirt and the fucking goddamn stupid bubblegum chewing shit has to stop. But, Van Dam, even though he's totally given up, I mean, he's just given up. He's like that episode of The Simpsons where Homer gets really fat, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, and Rob Terry, because why not?
Because why not? There you go.
I mean, when the alternative is ODB or Fat Zine or the guy who can rape your 10-year-old little girl, yeah, I'll go with Rob Terry.
Nice. Jeremy, what do you think?
I'm going to take Mickie James. Mike today, yeah, just because of the play-by-play. There's nothing Mr. Anderson can do. I mean, that's it. There's nothing he can do. Ric Flair I keep because you have to keep the boys entertained on the road.
Yeah.
And you have your dancing clown, monkey, insert whatever you want right here. So you keep him. And then, I'm going to take ODB, and it actually matches up with something in one of the other roads we haven't gotten to yet. So is that four? Yeah, that's four. But
that's four.
I know you need your musclehead with that can't wrestle, but it doesn't have to be Rob Terry. And then you can just be anybody but Rob Terry. I'm sure Mason Ryan will be on this list next year. And then Rob Van Dam, just, yeah, I'm with Kevin. It's, yeah, there's no point. So.
Yeah, he's past his expiration date maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel
hey,
like
God bless him for getting that check. So.
Yeah, I feel like he's got just enough star power, but, he's about to the end of his fucking rope, his hemp rope. God, this is my row. Oh, this is awful. Robbie E.
Doesn't get any better.
No. Robbie E., Rosita, Samoa Joe, Sarita. Rosita and Sarita sound like shit that Samoa Joe would eat at the Mexican restaurant. Scott Steiner, Shannon Moore, and SoCal Val. And it's my row, so given the fact that I still have Jeff Hardy and Kurt Angle, they're probably going to murder SoCal Val, grind her up, and snort her. So she's out. Scott Steiner could be my musclehead, but he's going to be my second musclehead, so I'm going to keep Scott Steiner. I'm going to keep Robbie E, because he's a jobber. He can cut his hair, and he'll be just a jobber, whatever. I'm keeping Samoa Joe out of some weird nostalgia, like, Blast from the
past that being 2004. I just hope to God that, you know, he can come back around, or I don't know. But so far I got Robbie E. I'm keeping Samoa Joe inexplicably. Keeping Scott Steiner. I also think he's hilarious. I'm going to break from the rest of the plan here. I'm going to keep Sarita. I'm going to keep Sarita to join the Spanish announce crew along with Willie Urbana and Hector Guerrero. And because I would rather pick a nameless, faceless Hispanic woman than Shannon Moore.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And there you go. Dusty, what about yourself?
All right, yeah, I actually kind of like Robbie E. I'm halfway entertained by him, and, yeah, he'd just be doing jobs mostly anyway. I think Scott Steiner's fucking awesome. I don't care if he's 80. I don't care if he can't move. I already got two guys that can't move in Ric Flair and Hulk Hogan, so I'm going to invest in segues and just have him take segues out of the ring and then talk and then leave. So,
awesome.
Samoa Joe, because of what he was 5 years ago, and holy shit. Yeah, Sarita. I think Sarita is the third hottest chick on the roster after Christy Hemme and Miss Tessmacher, so I'll go with her.
Okay. Cool. Yep. That's actually, yeah, that's why I picked her, too. Versus Rosita. That's there you go. Jeremy, how about yourself?
This one was pretty easy. I don't like Robbie E. I mean, I know I could use a jobber, but don't need him here.
Okay.
SoCal Val, whatever. I don't know how we're not out of jokes for her. Shannon Moore, I could pick if I wanted Jesse Neal to have a partner, but I don't. He can suffer. So I'm taking Rosita and Sarita to be the Mexican bitches for Hernandez, which I'm pretty sure I chose him earlier, I think. Whatever. Samoa Joe, if you can turn the clock back and from to 5 years ago and have him be that guy again.
If
and then
I can
Scott Steiner.
Turn back time.
And then Scott Steiner, just because, yeah, I mean, Dusty, we always talked about it before, that just put the guy out there with a live mic for 5 minutes, and
yeah,
it's gold, no matter what he talks about. So, and he could actually fit that grizzled veteran role where he just, you know, whether it damages the business or the wrestler he's got or not, he just tears them down.
Yeah.
And
oh, Joe's fat.
That's it.
He's really fat.
Yeah. But yeah.
Cool. Is that your four?
Yeah, that's that. That's four. Yeah.
There you go. Kevin, what about yourself?
Oh, boy. Yeah, Scott Steiner can do something. He can be in a group. And, I mean, hell, he's almost practically a manager at this point anyway, so just put him in that role. Yeah, Sarita has been hot since, wow, when I did that whole poll on who the hottest woman is in wrestling way back when I actually used the torch for him. Samoa Joe, because, yeah, I think that's just another one that they just are so piss poor at booking that, you know, if he actually had something well written for himself, that he might not be a complete and utter fucking slacker. So we got three there. And, yeah, I mean, Zack Ryder has shown what you could have done with
yeah,
the Guido gimmick.
Yep.
And, you know, that's just another one where they've just completely fucked themselves. Like, they made it too simplified, really.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can even just tweak his gimmick. You don't even have to steal the Zack Ryder thing, honestly. Like, he could still do something different with it and still be a Guido. So, yeah, I'm going to pick him.
Okay. Very nice. All right. I'm being tempted with birthday ice cream cake, so I'm going to do two things here real quick. Simple yes or no. Dusty, are you keeping Shima Zion?
I've never heard of him, but in the interest of keeping as many males as possible, yes.
Jeremy, are you keeping Shima Zion?
Yeah, that was my plan.
Kevin, you grew up watching this guy on PWO. Are you going to keep Shima Zion?
Yeah, no, I like that you're using his good name and not the shit-tastic name that TNA gave him.
Zima Ion, no shit.
Yeah, no, he really turned the corner the last year that he was in Pro Wrestling Ohio. I always thought he was he wasn't in that much, but he definitely, you know, you could tell that he could wrestle well, but they gave him more meat to his character the last year that he was there before he signed with TNA. So, yeah, no, definitely keeping him.
I'm definitely keeping him, too. So let's crank this thing out as quick as possible with this row that ends with Willie Urbina.
Mm-hmm.
Dusty, you want to run through this row real quick? This is your one, buddy.
All right, here's the row. Sting, Terra, Taz, Toxin with two X's, Trace Brooks, Velvet Sky, and Willie Urbina. And I am going with, I'll have a foursome of old fossils. I'll have Scott Steiner, Ric Flair, Hulk Hogan, and I'll have Sting. I'll have a foursome of fossils on my roster because I don't give two fucks. Taz, I will take, and I will make him the play-by-play commentator since he knows all the moves anyway. You know, whatever. Taz and Don West in the announce booth would be halfway entertaining. And, I always end up keeping Willie, so I'll keep him again. I kept Hector, so I'll have the Mexican announce booth, too. That's very important to have a Mexican announce booth. And then we're choosing our last one from Tara Toxin, who I've never heard of. That was the fifth one I've never heard of. Tracy Brooks and Velvet Sky. I understand from clicking on the picture that she's tattooed woman who's with Ink Inc. So that basically eliminates her, doesn't it? Tara, at one time, man, Tara was so fucking hot. Oh, man, when she was doing the Stevie Knight Heat thing, holy shit, was she hot. Top 10 ever. Tracy Brooks is disgusting. Tara or Velvet Sky, I don't know, Tara.
There you go. Jeremy, the ice cream cake is melting. Who do you have in this foursome here?
Oh, I know. Yeah, I'm going to drag this out as long as I can. Let's see. Hey, one more thing. Okay. Well, we got. Wait. We got this. Suffer. All right. In all seriousness, Willie Urbina. Yeah. Just to complete the Spanish announce team. I'm keeping Tracy Brooks, which is why I started laughing when Dusty said she's disgusting. Teaming her up with ODB, and you can come up with some clever name like Cups of Plenty, Titties McGee, whatever. I'll keep Sting only to go with Ric Flair around to promote all the time. He's not allowed to wrestle unless he starts doing steroids again so he can take his T-shirt off. Three. Toxin at least looks like a different female wrestler, but the spiderwebs on her titties that almost make an arrow. I know where the cumsies go. So she's out.
Yeah.
I don't need arrows to tell me. Velvet Sky, I want to keep, but I have such a, you know, place in my heart for old school Tara that I'm going to go with her instead. So I think that's four. Yeah, that's four.
Let's really
Kevin,
talk
about your four.
Let's talk about her some more, huh?
No, Tara, yeah. When you said that Stevie Knight Heat era, I don't know we were talking about that before, but yeah, I mean, that was the ridiculous part. And then seeing her live and, like, her boobs were actually moving when she, like, would go to the ground. And I was like, wait a minute, those real? Just, dreamy. Dreamy.
Kevin, who you got here?
Hey, take your time, man. We got all night.
God damn it.
We have all night?
Yeah, we have plenty of time. Don't rush into your decision. That's all.
Sure you're picking the right four people.
Yeah.
Well, I have completely, almost for the most part, neglected the Spanish population.
It's kind of like that ice cream that's being neglected right now.
Yeah.
Drip.
Yeah, I know. They must be celebrating my brother's birthday. who happened to turn 41 today. I found out this past summer that he had no idea what my age was, which was quite amusing. So, let's see. I don't think he had ice cream cake today. I believe his wife made him some little mini, they're not even mini cakes. They're the fucking all the rage still. She made him cupcakes.
The best part about this is Kevin has no idea why you guys are keeping me on the line. He just wants to talk about the ice cream cake.
Mm-hmm. I would.
Here, real quick. Sting, Taz, Tracy Brooks for the woman announcer. Willie Urbina for the Mexican announcer. All right. Kevin, do an outfit.
Okay.
You know,
well,
you should sting because, you know, if you ice cream too fast, your head will start to sting. See?
Hey, Dusty, do you want to sign off real quick?
What? I didn't get to choose my last row yet.
Oh, no, I think we can squeeze all this in between everybody's picks.
Well, because I have neglected the Spanish population, I will pick Toxin. And
wait, you neglected the Spanish population, so you're choosing Toxin?
Right.
Isn't she a white chick? What the hell?
Yeah, she's probably on the border trying to keep out Hernandez and Willie Urbina.
Yeah, Tara for nostalgia. Tara for nostalgia reasons. Taz, because I do need another announcer. And for all of the white people at home, I will pick Willie Urbina.
There you go. Very nice. Well, for all the white people listening to this, I'm going to go ahead and do my sign-off right now. So everybody have a good night. I'm going to eat some ice cream cake. You guys do your sign-off in a round. Don't fight over it.
What write-off? What are you talking about?
There you go.
We're doing
you get taxes? The sign-off. You get the sign-off next, Jeremy.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'm kind of lost. Our host isn't here anymore, so what were we supposed to do?
Well, yeah, who's going to hit the button if Eric's eating ice cream cake from... Well, I mean, his birthday was last week, so isn't that kind of like, you know, self-indulgent to celebrate it on a Wednesday as well?
I'm just going to celebrate my birthday every day until February
6th. Yeah. God.
What a fucking gomer, Jesus
Christ. God. A fucking gomer. All right. You know what? I got nothing after that, so I'm out later.
Kevin.
Yes. Do you have a question for me? Oh, I'm supposed to sign off next? Okay. Grandkids, I'm going to go grab a sippy time beer and enjoy a little South Park. Have a good
all
night.
Right. Well, for sticking my penis into Eric's birthday cake, for, for Jeremy Mays and Kevin DeFrango, vote Herman Cain for president, people. Vote Herman Cain. This is Dusty Giebink, and this has been another edition of the Stunt Granny Audio Extravaganza, and we will try to do better next time.
How's that for pile-driving Miss Daisy?